Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and Connor Newt here with you. Earlier this week, Chris McFarland made his first trade as GM of the Nashville Predators. He acquired Ross Colton from the Colorado Avalanche. And let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in Ross Colton for his first conversation as a member of the Nashville Predators. Hi, Ross. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Nashville. So where were you when you received the news that you had been traded, and were you expecting a move after the season?
I wouldn't say I was expecting a move. I mean, I feel like in this business, you know, anything could obviously happen. I feel like, you know, I talked to my agent throughout the year and, you know, obviously, you know, want to kind of have a bigger role and stuff on the team. So I don't know if it was the right fit at the time. So, you know, maybe I was expecting a little bit. I just didn't know obviously where. And, you know, me and my fiance were moving houses right now. So we were unpacking boxes in the kitchen, and my dad and brother were in town actually helping us out, and just got a call. Said, "Oh my God, Joe Sakic's calling me." And then about 3 minutes later, I was a member of the Nashville Predators. So it happens pretty quick.
I have to imagine, Ross, it was at least a little humorous that the GM who signed you to your contract in Colorado traded for you as part of his first trade as GM of the Predators. We are still getting to know Chris McFarland. So tell us more about McFarland as a team builder. What are his strengths?
You know, C-Mac's the man. It's actually funny. I'm sure he'll appreciate me saying this, but, you know, he called me right after I got off the phone with Joe, and the first thing he said to me was, "You can't get rid of me that easily." So I thought that was pretty funny. But, no, C-Mac's the man. He's one of those guys. He's down to earth. He wants to win so bad, which, you know, like myself, I'm the same way. You know, I appreciate that about him, and he'll do kind of everything it takes to, you know, I feel like push all the chips in and go all in every year when he knows he's got the horses. So he's a risk taker, and he wants to win. That's what I love about him.
You mentioned it a little bit, Ross, but statistically it was a tough season for you, but under the surface you played a lot better than your points would indicate. How would you evaluate your season, and do you feel you are well positioned to bounce back with the Predators next season?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's one of those things where as a player, it's a tough situation. You know, obviously you want to, you know, have a great season every year. And like you said, I'd like to think that, you know, the underlying numbers were there for me. Just obviously wasn't getting the bounces, but, you know, we had a deep team in Colorado, and, you know, the coach, you know, he likes his guys. And, you know, when you're playing 10 minutes a night, it's hard to obviously put up, you know, big numbers. So, you know, you go out there and just, you know, I just want to win and do everything it takes to, you know, help the team and kind of do stuff like that. So, I feel like I'm just one of those guys that comes to the rink every day with a smile. I bring energy, you know, play physical, can obviously score. I've, you know, done in this league, and I feel like I'm looking forward to a bigger role, you know, come next season, and getting down to Nashville and getting to know a bunch of the guys.
We'll talk with Ross Colton, the newly Nashville Predator. Now, Ross, you just spoke about McFarland and your relationship with him, but how much of a confidence booster is it when, because we've seen it across the board, whether it be a head coach or a GM leaves, he goes back and his first thing is to pull guys from his former team. How much of a confidence builder is that for you, that you've had a relationship with McFarland and his first move was to bring you here to Nashville?
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like you just said that perfectly. I feel like, you know, he even said that on the call with me. He said, you know, "You're one of my guys. You know, you're a dog, and, you know, that's what we, you know, want to build with this team." And It kind of just makes me that much more excited that, you know, he believes in me as a person, as a player. And, you know, he kind of comes into a new organization, and I'm kind of one of the first moves that he brings in. It just goes to show how much he believes in me, and just makes me kind of want to, you know, work that much harder to prove him right and, you know, come down to Nashville and, you know, show the city, show the fans that, you know, kind of what I can do, and just look forward to, you know, kind of getting down there and winning.
Now, you've won a Stanley Cup with Stamkos in Tampa, and now you reunite with him here. How much of that is an excitement for you, and what has he told you about the team and the city?
Yeah, no, Stammers, he's the best. He was one of the first guys to text me right after I got traded, and, you know, his wife reached out to my fiance, which was obviously awesome, makes her feel comfortable right away. But Stammers, another guy that he's a true leader. He's a born winner, and he does all the little things right. I feel like, you know, when I was down in Tampa, I tried to kind of just be a sponge off of, you know, him, the way he acted on and off the ice, because, you know, obviously he just does everything the right way. So, you know, he immediately said, I'm going to come down here. I'm going to love the room. I'm going to love the guys. And, you know, obviously love the city. So, you know, everything I've heard has just been unbelievable stuff that, you know, the minute C-Mac called, I had a smile on my face from ear to ear that I was just so ready to kind of, you know, get fired up and get down there.
Great stuff. We're talking to Ross Colton, newly traded to the Nashville Predators, and he will be joining the team very soon. And Ross, you know, I'm curious about one thing. Colorado, in a league where it seems like two-thirds of the teams at least are looking for centers and are always saying we need more depth at center, Colorado was one of those teams that had a lot of depth at center, so you didn't get to play there a whole lot. How encouraging is this, or how much are you looking forward to maybe having an opportunity to play more center in Nashville?
Yeah, I feel like I'm one of those guys where, I guess Swiss Army knife is maybe the right word, but I can kind of play up and down the lineup in different situations. And, you know, I started out playing center when I first came to the league, and I feel like I was doing a good job. And then, you know, same thing with, you know, in Tampa Bay, we had deep center group, so I kind of got moved to wing, which, you know, was fine with me as well. And then my first year in Colorado, I played center, and statistically I had the best year of my career. And then the following year I was back on the wing. So, I feel like I can do both. It's just one of those things where, you know, just kind of find some chemistry with some line mates and kind of work together as a, you know, a threesome and kind of, you know, go from there. So, I'd like to think I could play both. I don't really have a preference. I just, you know, like I said, whatever the team kind of needs me to do, that's the kind of role that I want to fill.
Did they give you any indication, Chris McFarland? I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Andrew Burnett yet, of how they want to use you in that light?
No, not from a positional standpoint. No, I mean, I spoke to, you know, Bruno on the phone. He was awesome. He's, you know, same thing. He said he was excited to get me. You know, he was teased with me that all those years that he was with Florida, you know, I would go down there and terrorize him, which I definitely wasn't doing that. But we definitely had some good battles when I was with Tampa. Obviously, I'm sure he feels the same way about Stammer. So, again, I feel like he's one of those coaches. He knows my game, that I played against him a lot, that he said my skill set's going to be, you know, awesome to come and work with. And, you know, we got some stuff that we can build on, and, you know, just excited to get to work with him for sure.
Speaking of knowing your game, of course, Colorado, right in the same division as the Predators. You've had a lot of games against them over the last few years. What has been your outside perspective before you have joined the group here of what's the image that comes to mind when you play the Nashville Predators and earlier in your career?
Yeah, no, I feel like it's one of those teams that's always tough to play against. You know, it's a group of guys that has a, you know, ton of high-end skill, but, you know, they love to battle, and they're kind of going to outwork you every game. So I feel like every game last year we got outplayed by Nashville, and I think we came away with maybe a win or two, but we got outplayed in all the games. So I don't know, it's just a feel like it's a group with high energy that, like I said, you know, can defend hard to play well defensively, but in the same breath can get up and down the ice and play fast and score goals. So that's kind of exactly kind of what I want to jump right into.
Ross Colton is with us, and Ross, you touched on it before, but I'm curious, as somebody who's now been in the league for a long time, and, you know, analytics, every year we discuss, you know, how much do the fans understand, how much do the players use it, but one that I don't even know if it's that much of a fancy stat, but if you look at your shooting percentage year in, year out, 11%, 12%, 10%, always pretty consistent, and then last year it just seemed like you were a little bit snake bit. The shooting percentage went way down. How tough is that mentally as a player? And, you know, does it make you feel a little bit better knowing that sometimes this does happen and you're a little bit snake bit?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like, I feel like guys would be lying if they didn't look at that stuff. And the thing with me was I just felt like I was getting the chances last year. And to your point, like they weren't going in. And it's just, like I said, it's one of those years. It just wasn't working. I don't know for what reason, but I felt like I would be more discouraged if I wasn't getting the chances. Then it would be after something where like I'd have to look in the mirror and be like, what's going on? Why am I not getting the chances? But, you know, they were there. I just wasn't finishing as much. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where, you know, maybe I could work on my finishing touch a little bit or, I don't know. I was maybe a little unlucky, I guess. So, nothing really too crazy that I like to look at. I mean, again, I don't like to dive too much into those things or kind of get too hard on myself because, again, I feel like if I'm not scoring, I can be effective in other ways. So, just trying to, bounce back from that and, keep putting pucks on that because I feel like in this league, it's, it's streaky at times and they come in bunches. So once you get one, I feel like you get a few.
Curious now with your background, I'm actually doing the show today from really the border of Vermont. So I'm not far from where you played your college hockey, but I'm looking at the map of your hometown, Robbinsville, New Jersey, and it looks pretty equidistant between New York and Philadelphia. I'm curious, growing up there, what teams did you root for? I know my brother was supposed to commute to New York City today from up here, and he said it wasn't happening with the trains and the Knicks parade and everything going on up there. So where did your interest lie growing up as a sports fan?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I feel like I grew up right in Central Jersey, and now we spend our summers down the Jersey Shore, down Long Beach Island. So we're still kind of right smack dab in the middle. I feel like people like to say Central Jersey doesn't exist, but it definitely does. So I feel like that's kind of where I'm from. And, growing up, I feel like I just liked the teams that were pretty good in this area. So I grew up a Devils fan. Love guys like Zach Parise, Ilya Kovalchuk. And then football-wise, I was a Giants fan, loved Eli Manning. I'm not a huge basketball guy. And then baseball, I loved like the Philadelphia Phillies. So I didn't really stick with one city or, all that. I kind of just at the time, those were the teams that were good in my childhood.
Sounds good. So now we'll have to sort of bring you over to some of the stuff on the Nashville scene. But that is interesting. So as a youth hockey player in that area too, there's a few good players I can think of off the top of my head from your area. But what was that like from a development standpoint, learning the game?
Yeah, no, it was great. I was fortunate enough. I had a coach in Chris Barkless. I actually he was my youth coach. I still skate with him today at times. And he kind of, I don't want to say taught me everything, but, I guess he taught me something if I'm still going back to him, in the summers and stuff. But, the hockey was good. I feel like I had a kind of a weird path. I jumped around. I was fortunate enough to play, 2 years of high school hockey with my brother, right here in New Jersey. So that was fun. And then went off to prep school for a year, a couple of years in the USHL college, and then off to the AHL. So kind of bounced around a little bit to try and find my path, but like that's kind of what you had to do around here.
New Predators forward Ross Colton has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Ross, thank you for your time. Welcome to Nashville, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Ross Colton on the program. Certainly sounds, Willie Donick and Derek Mason, that Ross Colton is a highly motivated individual. He had a rough season last year, scoring just 9 goals in 73 games. He mentioned his ice time was slashed. Indeed, it was by nearly 2 minutes per game year over year. Willie, I would imagine he'll get more of an opportunity here and an opportunity to bounce back.
I think there's a big opportunity. That's why I asked him more specifically about the center, because I think that's where I think we would all agree he's got a really good opportunity to play way more minutes there if he can grab that role and take advantage. So he sounded enthusiastic about the opportunity. He sounded hungry for a rebound. So I think all of that is great. And I love asking people about their background, about how they develop, because especially depending on where you're from, especially in the States, it's every place is a little bit unique, probably, unless you grew up in the middle of Boston or the middle of Detroit or something where it's just a hotbed like it is up in Canada. So it's an interesting path that you take when you're not growing up. And I think Nashville is developing in that area too with their youth hockey program. Is what's the pathway? What's the right way to go? But he's played on a lot of winning teams, and as we just talked about, and you could hear it in his voice, he sounds like he's excited to play a bigger role on the Predators than he was able to do on a stacked team like the Avalanche.
615-737-1025. We'll take your reaction to Ross Colton's interview with us, his first interview as a member of the Nashville Predators. We'll get more into the Predators and the NHL with Elliot Freeman at the top of the hour. The offseason is about to get underway. The NHL draft, the first round of the NHL draft, is next Friday, June 26th, and of course on July 1st, the opening of free agency. 615-737-1025. But coming up next, Willie, you wanted more information about Robert Saleh and how he came up with this percentage of snaps that he is going to implement with the Tennessee Titans and specifically Jeffrey Simmons. Well, I have found an answer, and we will get more into that coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.